So the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, in the King James Version, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." The Bible calls us not to worry. Worrying is a lack of faith. Worrying is proof that the trust that you have in the ability of the power of God to provide a solution, to deliver, or to cause a shift in your life, that trust is little. The Bible says that there is an ability inside of you to cause a mountain to move just by you speaking. So there are many things in the world that can cause you to worry in case you are looking for something to worry about. But you see, worry is not something that is found in the realm of God. Worry is something that is only found in the domain of the flesh. In the realm of God, anxiety is not found. In that realm, all things stand still in the presence of the uncreated Creator. In that realm, the Holy Spirit causes you to be in sync with the Father, so you see things from the perspective of the divine. Have you noticed that those moments where you spend time consistently in prayer, you spend time consistently fasting, or you spend time consistently in fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit through worship, you will notice that in those moments you feel alive in the Spirit. You feel alive in the Spirit. And more than feeling alive, you also feel invincible. Suddenly you realize that the things that you were once afraid of, you are no longer afraid of them. The things that once used to cause you to worry, you no longer worry about those things anymore. It's because at that moment, when your spirit is charged, there is connection between you and God. So what gives you life is constantly engaging the Zoe life of God inside of you. And that keeps your relationship with God fresh. So because of your connection being alive, although you are here on earth, the things that are real to you are not realities that are found in your environment. The things that are real to you are not the circumstances that you are facing, but the things that are real to you are the things that are realities that are found in the realm of God. And that's how God wants you to live every day. When you live your life perpetually connected to heaven, your consciousness shifts from things that are earthly, and your consciousness is now on things that are eternal. You are now conscious of things that are spiritual facts. You are no longer conscious of the things that you see, because the things that you see, they are temporal. The things that you are conscious of are realities that are divine. So what causes carnal men to be insecure, to worry and be afraid, you will encounter the same things, but your response in the presence of such situations will be different because your confidence is in God. So you will walk through life like those things do not exist, because they do not have the ability to stop you, because you are not conscious of those things. Your strength is not based on those things. Your strength is based on the word of God that is eternal. So, anytime you are worrying about something, just know that the devil is attacking your faith. Because the more you worry in front of a situation, the lesser your ability to see a way out in case. You can worry in front of a challenge so much that you will fail to hear the voice of God providing you with a solution on how to get out of the situation. In the book of Psalm 23, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." He goes on saying that he leads me beside the still waters and he restores my soul. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I see no evil." Meaning it is a natural inclination to be afraid in the face of troubles, in the face of uncertainty. But due to the consciousness that I have that the Lord is standing with me, I know my present and my future are both secure. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So, although I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, The reason why I'm not afraid is not because of my own courage, but the reason why I'm not afraid, the reason why I am confident that the outcome of the situation is going to be favorable to me, is because I'm not conscious of the valley of the shadow of death, but I am conscious of the power of the one that I'm working with. Anxiety will reveal to you what you are conscious of. Anxiety is just a report card that there is something somewhere that you are getting wrong. Anxiety is a report card to you that your confidence is on something that is not eternal. Are you conscious of the life of God at work inside of you, or are you conscious of the possibility that the situation you are facing could destroy you? And again, that's a false picture. Do you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? You see, as far as your thoughts are concerned, anything that is not consistent with the word of God is a lie. Anything that you think, anything that you see that is not consistent with the word of God is a lie. The reality of your current circumstances does not determine whether you will be able to fulfill your destiny or not. The reality of your current circumstances does not determine whether you live to see the next day or not. You see, faith is necessary. The walk of a believer is a walk of faith. It is a walk of faith. So putting your confidence in God alone is your only assurance, because the arm of flesh will fail you. The arm of flesh will fail you. There is an enemy in the world that swallows up destinies. There are dark forces whose assignment is to cause short the progress of men. But you see, those forces are only powerful only if, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you forget your identity. Who are you? From the perspective of God, not from the perspective of the circumstances. What is your value in the spirit? Not the value that the current life circumstances are giving you. Not the value that the enemy is trying to give you, but what is your value? Who are you? Who are you in the spirit? Do you know what will happen when you pray and you meditate on the scripture? Until the word of God becomes real to you. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 that ye are of God, little children, and ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So how can I live in anxiety if I am conscious that the one that is in me and driving the affairs of my life is greater than the one that is in the world? You have not overcome them because of your intelligence. You have not overcome them because of your own strength. But you have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The one that is in you is greater than the one that is trying to manifest and manipulate the situation. The one who is in you, the one who created you, the one who created the things that are seen and things that are unseen, the Alpha and the Omega, he is the source and the sustainer of all things. So once that reality becomes what you are conscious of, then you realize that all the answers to all the problems that you can ever face are already inside of you. All the answers to all the problems, they are already inside of you, because the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So you need to be conscious of who you are and your authority in Christ Jesus. You need to be conscious of who you are as a believer. Another thing that causes people to live in bondage to anxiety is wrong belief system. Most of you have mental strongholds that will never allow you to live the quality of life that God has chosen you to live. The Bible says that He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So your life is supposed to be an effulgence of the multifaceted dimensions of Christ. How can you live in anxiety when you speak and think the word of God? Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. How can you live in anxiety when the words that you speak, just like Jesus, the words that you speak, those words are spirit and they are life? And for you to be able to speak words that are spirit and they are life, you must first be able to think like the word of God. You think the word of God. You don't think your own thoughts, but you think the word of God. Everything about you screams, breathe life. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. How can you live in anxiety when the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water? How can you live in worry when even the strategies that you adopt are not strategies that are earthly, but they are strategies that are divine? How can you live in anxiety when the wisdom that your life functions by is not a wisdom that is earthly, but it is a wisdom that is divine? How can you live in worry when the Bible says that we are not ignorant of the enemy's devices, and anxiety is one of his devices? Anxiety causing you to worry is one of the devices of the enemy. That's one of the devices of the enemy. You can miss many opportunities because of anxiety. You can miss courageous moments in the spirit because of anxiety. So when you are feeling that headache and the devil begins to whisper to you that you are about to die, tell the devil that I shall not die, but I live to declare the works of the Lord. You see, you need to become radical with your faith. You need to refuse every thought that is not consistent with the word of God by bringing them into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Tell yourself, I cannot be destroyed. I cannot be disadvantaged because Christ is my advantage. I cannot live in anxiety. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to let the enemy manipulate and affect me by making me anxious. I refuse to live a life that is ordinary. I refuse to live a life that is common. You need to refuse every thought that is not consistent with the word of God. You need to refuse anything, any word spoken over your life that is not consistent with the word of God. You need to refuse anything that is causing you to be insecure. You need to refuse it. You need to refuse it. Any word that is spoken in your direction that is not consistent with the word of God, you need to counter that word with the word of God. You see, the life of a believer in Christ is a life that is supernatural. It is a life that is full of wonders, a life that the people who are not in oneness with the Holy Spirit cannot understand. When people think that the troubles that you are facing are about to destroy you, then suddenly your strength is renewed and God catapults you into another dimension. How can you live in anxiety if you are always winning? The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 37 that we are more than conquerors to Christ. We are more than conquerors to Christ who loved us. So you are on the winning side. And you have been chosen by God by divine intentionality to live the life that you are living. You are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. God was intentional when He was choosing you to live the life that you are living. God was intentional when He was choosing you to fulfill the purpose that He has called you to fulfill. So how can you live in worry when you are not conscious of the things that are earthly? How can you be living in worry? Are you not conscious of the fact that Christ is the rock on which you are standing? There is nothing to worry about. There is nothing for you to worry about when you are conscious that Christ is the rock on which you are standing. Nothing can shake you. Nothing can destroy you. The Bible says, though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. Your life must be anchored on the Word of God. If your life is anchored on material possessions, then when they are taken from you, then you will be worried. But if your life is anchored on realities that are eternal, then nothing can happen, nothing can ever happen that would cause you to be worried. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God is eternal. So is your life anchored on the Word of God? Where do you draw your strength from? Where do you draw your confidence from? Where do you draw your strength from? Where do you draw your confidence from? Because what happens when your life is anchored on the Word that is eternal is that even when things are shaken, even when there is a government shutdown of everything, even when inflation is up, even when death is on a rampage, you do not fear anything. You do not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day. There is nothing that causes you to be anxious because you are standing on the foundation that is eternal. When you know who the Bible describes you to be as a new creature in Christ Jesus, when you know that you are hidden in Christ and Christ is hidden in God, so that false picture that the devil is painting with the intention to cause you to doubt in the power of God can only prevail if you partner with the devil in deciding to meditate on the picture that the devil is painting. It can only prosper when you decide to believe in the false narrative that the devil is communicating. There is nothing that should make you open the door to anxiety. Absolutely nothing. The way to deal with anxiety is to make sure that your confidence is in God. Your confidence is in God. If your confidence is in God, situations cannot shake you. If your confidence is in God, situations will not move you. Nothing will cause you to live in anxiety. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, when the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When you realize that your imagination has now become a victim of a demonic invasion, when mind-bending spirits are trying to invade your thoughts and plan things that are not consistent with the divine narrative, in that moment, what you do is speak the word of God over the situation. Break every doubt that the enemy is trying to build. Cast down every imagination that is not consistent with the word of God. You see, in terms of authority, your words are more powerful than your thoughts. Your words are more powerful than your thoughts. So you don't respond to evil thoughts with good thoughts, but you respond to evil thoughts by speaking the word of God. You see, the same way God can think through your thoughts, it is the same way that the devil can also think through your thoughts. And you would be thinking that those thoughts are your own, but those thoughts are not your thought. So when the Holy Spirit is thinking through your thoughts, those thoughts are consistent with the nature of Christ. Those thoughts are consistent with the word of God. Your imagination knows no boundaries. And so it is a powerful tool that the Holy Spirit can use to build you up or communicate with you. And the devil can also use the same tool to hold you in captivity. When Satan knows that he cannot defeat you, he holds you in captivity. He holds your mind captive. Because if he can defeat you in your mind, then he can defeat you in the physical. If Satan can defeat you in your mind, then he can definitely defeat you in the physical. So your mind is a battlefield. The powerful tool that the devil uses to hold people in captivity is deception. He's painting false pictures. If the devil can be successful in deceiving you, then he can easily manipulate, afflict, and destroy your life. The Bible says the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. if the devil can deceive you successfully, all those things will be possible. And so you will realize that all started by you opening the door to anxiety. And you will realize that you were not afflicted because of the problem that you were facing. You were not afflicted because the problem that you were facing was so big, but you were afflicted because of anxiety. You were afflicted because you believed the lies that the devil presented you with. There is nothing that you are facing that God cannot bring you out of. There is nothing. There is absolutely nothing that you are facing that God cannot bring you out of. Is it a broken marriage? God can repair it. What happened? Did you lose your job? And then suddenly you think you have a reason to be anxious? There is nothing that you are facing that God cannot bring you out. There is no power in the demonic strong enough to hold you in captivity as long as you are in alignment with God. It is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible. There is no power in hell that can hold you captive as long as you are in alignment with God. Let me say it again. There is no power. There is no demonic power that can hold you in captivity as long as you are living in alignment with God. It is impossible. The problems that you are facing do not have the capacity to destroy you unless you let the problems invade your mind. Unless you give access to anxiety. Unless you let the problem invade your mind. Unless you let the problem become so big that the only thing you are gazing on is the problem, not the unfathomable power of God that can bring the beggar out of the dunghill and set him on the table with kings and hairy thrones. That is the only way the problems can destroy you. If your focus is on Jesus, if your focus is on the power of God, if your focus is on following Jesus as your unique goal, there is no challenges that you can face. There is no troubles that you can encounter that can destroy you. It is impossible. It cannot happen. The Bible says we are persecuted but not abandoned. We are struck down but not destroyed. So just make sure your focus is on Jesus. Make sure the one you are following as your unique goal is Jesus. So that's a stubborn situation that you might be facing, that evil report that you have received. Don't worry. Just tell God, thank you for delivering me. Tell God, thank you for restoring me. Just take it to God. Take it to God. Take it to God. There is nothing to be anxious about. Take it to God. Take it to God. There is nothing to be anxious about. There is nothing to worry about. If the Bible says be anxious for nothing, it means God can provide the solution for everything. God is telling you be anxious for nothing. God is telling you, I got you. Don't worry. Be anxious for nothing. Whatever it is that you are facing, just let me know. Whatever the problem is, just let me know. Whatever the challenge that you are facing, just be anxious of nothing. But come to me. Come to me. Let me know what is going on. Whatever you are facing, come to God. God, this is what is going on. And I thank you for providing me with the solution. I thank you for restoring me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you for shielding me. Come to God with prayers and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. There is nothing to worry about. The way out of problems, the way out of challenges, is coming to God with prayers and thanksgiving. Prayers and thanksgiving. By prayers and thanksgiving. Prayers and thanksgiving. Let God know this is what is going on. This is what is going on. This is what is going on. Leave no room for anxiety. The Bible says, give no place to Satan. Give no room to anxiety. Give no room to anxiety. There is no problem that is big, so big that God cannot fix. There is no problem that is so big that God cannot deliver you out of. Nothing. Anxiety is only found in the realm of the flesh. So when that problem is trying to cause you anxiety, drag that problem, drag that challenge into the realm of God. Drag it into the realm of God, and you will realize that you will receive peace over what was trying to give you anxiety a minute ago. The same issue that was trying to give you anxiety 10 minutes ago, you'll realize that once you present it to God through prayers and thanksgiving, you will realize that the peace of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, will carry on your heart. There is nothing to worry about. There is nothing to be anxious about. Be anxious for nothing. Your situation can change by divine intervention, no matter what you are facing. If you can go on your knees, if you can go to God in prayers with thanksgiving, if you can go to God in prayers with thanksgiving and present that worry to God, present that issue to God. Present the issue to God. There is nothing too big that God cannot fix. There is nothing. There is nothing too big that God cannot fix. God cares about you. He cares about everything concerning you. He cares about everything concerning you. There is nothing that God cannot fix. And you will be praying, you will stay with Him faithfully until you receive an answer. You will stay with God faithfully until you receive an answer. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. So it means while you are waiting for that answer, still be anxious for nothing. Whether you have received the answer already or not, be anxious for nothing. Because the God that you are serving is bigger than any challenges that you can face. The God that you are serving is bigger than any troubles that you can face. So be anxious for nothing. While you are praying to God with prayers and thanksgiving, while you are making your requests known to God, no matter how long it takes for you to receive an answer, just know this: be anxious for nothing. Because God is watching over you. So be anxious for nothing. That problem you are facing cannot destroy you. That sickness will not destroy you. Those marital issues, those challenges, those financial struggles, those things will not destroy you. Make your focus Jesus and Jesus Christ only. Until you receive the answer, be anxious for nothing. There is nothing to worry about. There is nothing to worry about. There is nothing to worry about. I'll say it again. There is absolutely nothing for you to worry about. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, in the verse 25, it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is no life more than food, and the body more than clothes? The verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Verse 27 says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. Do they not labor or spin? Verse 29 says, yet I tell you, that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. Verse 30, it says, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you with little faith? Verse 31 says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all those things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Everything you think you need, God knows you need. Everything you think you need, God knows you need. And since he is your provider, you need to rest assured that he is going to provide you with everything that you need. Sometimes we worry about things that we want, not things that we need. We worry about things that we want, not things that we need. God is your provider. Whatever you need, whatever you need, he will provide you with. Verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Everything you need, everything you want, the way for you to get it is to what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added. All those things shall be added. So your goal is not material things. We don't follow God because of what we can gain. So your goal is not what God can give, but your goal is to make sure you are in alignment with the plan of God for your life. Your goal is to make sure that you are walking with God in righteousness. Your goal is to make sure you are walking with God in holiness and purity. Your goal is to make sure you are serving God truthfully. That's where your focus should be. If your focus is that, there is nothing that will cause you to be anxious. There is nothing that you will be anxious of. If your focus is Jesus, give me Jesus, you can take everything. Just give me Jesus, because as long as I have Jesus, I know I have everything. I have everything because he's everything. He's everything that I've ever needed. He's everything that I will ever need. So take everything, give me Jesus. Because even if you take everything, as long as I have Jesus, I know I haven't lost anything. As long as I have Jesus, I know I have everything. So your focus is to make sure you are following Jesus. The verse 34 says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Do not worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like a shining light. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about how is tomorrow going to be for me. What am I going to eat tomorrow? What am I going to wear tomorrow? What am I going to find money to take care of my children tomorrow? Don't worry about that. How am I going to find a job? What about my finances? Don't worry about that. Do not worry about that. Your focus is to make sure you are in alignment with God. Because as long as you have Jesus, you have everything. You have everything that you could ever need. You have everything. The reason why we think Jesus is not enough is because we are focused on the wrong things. The reason why we think Jesus is not enough is because we are focused on the wrong things. We are focused on the wrong things. So as long as you are focused on the wrong things, you will think Jesus is not enough. Jesus is enough. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything and more. Jesus is everything. Be anxious for nothing in every season of your life. Make sure you are in alignment with God. Make sure you are in alignment with God. Because, like I say, anxiety is a report card to you that there is something you are doing wrong. There is something you are doing wrong. Anxiety is not supposed to be part of your reality. It is not supposed to be part of your reality at all. As a believer, anxiety is not supposed to be part of your reality. There is nothing for you to worry about. So I pray for you today, by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I break the power of anxiety over you right now in the name of Jesus. Let every situation causing you to be anxious, to live in worry, be removed in the name of Jesus, and may things turn into your favor. May God direct your steps and give you divine strategies in the face of challenges that you are facing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Shalom.